Well, good morning, beloved, and welcome to our Friday morning together in God's Word. Today, we are in Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 through 19, where Paul warns the Colossians not to let anyone deceive them with false arguments. He encourages them to remain strong in faith, rooted in Christ Jesus. And God's guiding word for us this week has been discipleship. So let's begin reading. Since you have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord, live in union with Him. Keep your roots deep in Him. Build your lives on Him. And become stronger in your faith as you were taught, and be filled with thanksgiving. See to it then that no one enslaves you by means of the worthless deceit of human wisdom, which comes from the teachings handed down by human beings and from the ruling spirits of the universe, and not from Christ. For the full content of divine nature lives in Christ, in His humanity, and you have been given full life in union with Him. He is supreme over every spiritual ruler and authority. In union with Christ, you were circumcised, not with a circumcision that is made by human beings, but with the circumcision made by Christ, which consists of being freed from the power of this sinful self. For when you were baptized, you were buried with Christ. And in baptism, you were also raised with Christ through your faith in the active power of God who raised Him from death. You were at one time spiritually dead because of your sins and because you were Gentiles without the law. But God has now brought you to life with Christ. God forgave us all our sins. He canceled the unfavorable record of our debts with its binding rules and did away with it completely by nailing it to the cross. And on that cross, Christ freed Himself from the power of the spiritual rulers and authorities. He made a public spectacle of them by leading them as captives in His victory procession. So let no one make rules about what you eat or drink, or about holy days, or the new moon festival, or the Sabbath. All such things are only a shadow of the things in the future. The reality is Christ. Do not allow yourselves to be condemned by anyone who claims to be superior because of special visions and who insists on false humility and the worship of angels. For no reason at all, such people are all puffed up by their human way of thinking and have stopped holding on to Christ, who is the head of the body. Under Christ's control, the whole body is nourished and held together by its joints and ligaments, and it grows as God wants it to grow. Today's key verse is Colossians 2:6. Since you have accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, live in union with Him. You know, my beautiful bride and I have been married for over 53 years. And I cannot imagine accepting my wife as my wife and her accepting me as her husband. And then for us to just go off and live in sexual immorality with whomever we pleased, because we have accepted each other. We have submitted ourselves to each other as husband and wife, and we live together in union. And in the same way, we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord, so let's do it. It's not that hard. Live in union with Him. He is head over all things unto the church. Listen to what He has to say. And then, here's a novel idea. Let's do it. Let's be obedient to the words of Christ. Amen? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I have accepted you as my Lord and Savior. My real life is with you. Keep me rooted in you and strengthen my faith each day as I live to serve you. Amen. Well, that brings our week together to an end. Join me next Monday as we continue in Colossians chapter 2, verse 20, where the Apostle Paul discusses dying and living with Christ. Hope to see you in church on Sunday, either in person or in Zoom or on Facebook. But any which way that God provides, I love being together in union, together in Christ. And so I look forward to being with you. Until then, beloved, may God richly bless you. Amen.